es ist ein Rosensprungen aus einer Wurzelzahl.
You might be forgiven for thinking that you're listening to an English boys' choir from Westminster Abbey. In reality, this is a quartet of students, aged 13, 14, 15, and 16, from Medellin, Colombia, where they sing and study music at a foundation that exists primarily to serve and save children from the streets. The mention of Medellin, at least for me, more readily calls to mind images of drug cartels, violence, and crime than of English cathedral music, more like drug lord Pablo Escobar and Netflix's Narcos, instead of Elizabethan composers William Byrd and Thomas Tallis. But after I found myself singing next to 15-year-old Juan Pablo in the traditional Lessons and Carols service at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Walsingham in Houston, those images of Medellin have changed for me.
I am Juan Pablo. I am 15 years old. I'm from Colombia. I am the bass of the quartet, and I'm from the choir Covillas.
The reason Juan Pablo and I were in the bass section at this unique intersection of music, English Catholicism, Texan pomp, and South American heart was the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols that the Cathedral of Our Lady of Walsingham holds each year, anticipating the Christmas season. A much-beloved tradition from the Church of England that spread very quickly and widely after it was introduced by King's College, Cambridge, in the early 20th century. That's a story all of its own. The cathedral in Houston has a special relationship with the foundation in Medellin where Juan Pablo studies, and it's because of this relationship that these four students were able to make this trip. This is a first for the choir, named Cor Videns, Latin for A Heart That Sees. These students had never had the opportunity to tour at all. I asked Pablo how he felt when it was announced which four choristers from the Cor Videns choir would be making the trip to Houston.
That was a great achievement for all, and we have felt great happiness when we was chosen.
Now, let me take just a minute to set the stage and clear up who's who. Otherwise, to paraphrase the Muppet Christmas Carol, none of what follows will seem wondrous. The foundation in Medellin, Colombia is called Let the Children Live. Let the Children Live has several programs to serve the poor, including the Cor Videns choir that Juan Pablo sings in. The headquarters of Let the Children Live in Medellin is a building called Casa Walsingham. That is where the choir rehearses. And you'll understand why it's called Casa Walsingham when you hear from the founder of Let the Children Live.
I'm Father Peter Walters. I am a priest of the Archdiocese of Medellin in Colombia and the director of a charity called Let the Children Live.
See? The accent gives it away.
My last job before I became a Catholic was as an Anglican priest at the Anglican Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham in Britain.
Like I said, the Cor Videns choir is only one program of Let the Children Live. They also have
Niño Trabajador. That is the children's that work in the street, madre adolescente, that is the teenagers that is pregnant.
As well as other residential and non-residential programs to serve the poor. None of the Cor Videns choir members themselves are from the street, but many of them do come from very poor families. They study and rehearse 6 days a week at Casa Walsingham.
We study the music, the liturgy music, and all the like folk and classical. I love to have concerts. I love rehearsal. I love the music theory. I really love the music history. It's very interesting. I like to sing before I have born because my family have a lot of generations of musicians. My mother sings, my father plays the guitar, my grandma sings.
Not everyone has their calling written into their ancestry like Juan Pablo does. Father Peter Walters stumbled into his when he had a very bad experience in South America in the 1980s.
As a student, I went on vacation to Colombia, and I got stuck there because I had a problem with my ticket, was running short of money, eating only once every 2 days, and I bumped into a group of street kids who were begging from the tourists. And when they asked me for money and realized that I hadn't got any, they were very amused because they'd never met a poor tourist before. And they decided to adopt me. And they reached out to me in my need and shared their food with me. And their kindness moved me so much that although in those days I wasn't a Catholic, I thought, well, why wasn't the Catholic Church doing something to help the children? And so I went off to see the local Catholic Archbishop in a place called Cartagena on the Caribbean coast to ask for his help. And I had several meetings with him and we became friends. And in the end, he said to me, well, he thought that although the Catholic Church was very committed to this sort of work, perhaps God was saying to me through the children that he wanted me to do something to help them. And somebody once said that I went out to Colombia for a vacation and came home with a vocation. And so when I came to Colombia, I brought the spirit of Walsingham with us, and I named our center there in her honor. Now, some years ago, when we were going through a very, very rough patch trying to think, what on earth should we do? We made a novena to St. Joseph. We do this whenever we get into big problems. And this time, on the ninth day, something just came into my mind to Google Walsingham. And surprisingly enough, up came the name of Houston. Now, I had never associated Houston with Walsingham, but I discovered that just as there was a Walsingham in Colombia, so there was in the United States. And so I wrote them a message. And, well, you know, you should never contact someone that you meet on the internet, but in this case, that's what happened. And I was invited to come here, and that's how my link with this parish started.
And now, 35 years after those street children adopted that poor, hungry tourist, the ministry that grew from that act of mercy is taking a huge step, a huge risk, really, in sending a quartet of their singers on the first musical excursion from Casa Walsingham in Medellin to the Cathedral of Walsingham in Houston.
We've almost bet the family farm bringing them up here this time. It's cost us about $5,000 for the airfare to bring the children here. And so this is a great venture of faith, but we hope that the fact that people are actually able to meet some of our children and see how talented they are will touch their hearts. That, in fact, was why we hit on that name of Cor Videns, the Seeing Heart Choir. Pope Benedict said in his encyclical Deus Caritas Est, God is Love, that the program of the Christian, the program of the Good Samaritan, is a heart that sees where love is needed and acts accordingly. A heart that sees and acts. And so this is Cor Videns, the Seeing Heart Choir. And it's here to try to give our children a voice which will one day be heard around the world, because our children don't just sing for themselves, they sing for all of the other boys and girls, and we've got about 450 of them in the foundation, and for all children who are hungry or homeless or lonely or mistreated, and of course they sing for the unborn. Trying to give these children, whose voices are never normally heard, a voice and proclaiming it loud and clear, the message, let the children live.
Texas, like Colombia, is probably not a place that you associate with the English cathedral choir tradition. And yet here we are. I myself have the privilege of singing in the choir at Our Lady of Walsingham. And in addition to the adult choir, we have an outstanding children's choir, led by this lady.
I am Shalon Murray, and I am the director of the Cathedral of Our Lady of Walsingham Treble Choir.
Now, before the choristers from Medellin came to visit Houston, the Colombian Children's Choir and the Texan Children's Choir were introduced to each other in a more technological way.
So last year, during the Advent season, we set up a Skype session with Cor Videns to introduce the two choirs to one another. And it was a wonderful opportunity for us to see another choir singing, to see what they were doing, to hear them sing, to be introduced to Father Walters. This gave our kids a much better understanding of what was going on. The parents kind of know through listening to the homilies. This introduced the kids to one another. So it was great for our kids to hear them sing. It was great for our kids to see them on Skype and to know that they really exist and to have a relationship. And so that's what we're building now.
And it's relationships like these, not just charitable giving from afar, that will really make a ministry like Let the Children Live thrive in the long run. When children from such different circumstances form a bond, how much do you think they can enrich each other's lives? Take, for instance, the mission of the Walsingham Treble Choir in Houston.
It's twofold. One is to serve the church in a function of providing music for liturgy and to enhance the beauty of worship. And the other is the education, the music education of the children, and through the music education, also their spiritual formation.
Now consider what those children can offer and how they can benefit from having a relationship with Father Peter's children.
Well, these children that I'm working with are the ultimate victims of the drugs trade. When people buy drugs in countries like Britain or in the US, they don't bother to think about what's going to happen to the money they hand over. And some of that money finds its way all the way back down the chain to the producer countries like Colombia, where the bad guys who run the drugs business use part of their ill-gotten gains to buy guns and bombs and bullets and landmines that kill and maim many, many innocent Colombians every year. And with all that violence going on, inevitably it is children who suffer worse. And sometimes the children end up in the streets because they're orphaned. That's not typical. They may well be refugees from the violence in the countryside or from the violence in the city. Or they may be people who are going onto the streets because of poverty, to beg or to clean the windshields of cars when they stop at the traffic lights, or to engage in other forms of economic activity, sadly including prostitution. For example, one of my girls became pregnant at the age of 11 last year. She had her baby just after her 12th birthday. One of my altar boys, a boy called Brainer, who was 15, was murdered back in February of this year. So sometimes the help of Let the Children Live comes too little or is too late. But mostly our job is not just keeping them alive, but helping them to have a good quality of life, life in its fullness, as our Lord said he came in the gospel to give us.
I believe one small observation will highlight the miraculous nature both of the work that Let the Children Live Foundation is doing and of its connection to Houston. Now, think hard for a minute about what the weather is like in Houston. When I asked Juan Pablo what his first impression of the city was upon arriving, he said,
"A lot of cold. And we have come at the winter, and people told me that in Houston it's cold 4 days, and you have come in that 4 days."
Yes. The children from Colombia arrived in Houston during the first snow in 8 years. Snow in Houston. The whole city considered it a minor miracle in a very difficult year.
And so I think Our Lady, especially under the evocation of Our Lady of Walsingham, has a special concern for all the sort of people, especially the children, that Our Lord brings to her house. And therefore it is thanks to her intercession and the intercession of St. Joseph that we raise the funds that we need with great difficulty. I undertake endless engagements in Britain, but I'm looking now that I've started Let the Children Live as a 501(c) corporation here in the States to try to get more engagements here in the States. The people up here are amazingly generous, but we need to get the charity better known.
If you're interested in having Father Peter Walters speak at your organization or parish, if you want to explore what it would take to have the whole Cor Videns Choir tour your city, or if you'd like to learn more about Casa Walsingham and Let the Children Live, visit their website at letthechildrenlive.org. letthechildrenlive.org. I'm Tim Mott for the Guadalupe Radio Network.